Oscar Grant could have been any one of our sons, nephews, grandsons.
Members of Local 10 of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union acted in solidarity with the movement to bring justice for Oscar Grant.
We have stopped the movement of international cargo today. The Port of Oakland is shut down. The Port of San Francisco is shut down. The Port of Richmond is shut down. The Port of Benicia is shut down. The Port of Redwood City.
Even people and companies who are nowhere near downtown Oakland likely felt the impact of today's action. As supporters of Oscar Grant stood in the rain, cargo ships coming into the Bay Area ports were not able to dock.
You can bet your bottom dollar that Walmart is paying attention today. Home Depot, Honda, all of those companies want their cargo moved today, and it cannot move because we're here for Oscar Grant.
People from all backgrounds and ages held signs saying, "Justice for Grant." Some held handmade signs in honor of friends and family members who had been killed by police officers. BART employees spoke about the impact the Oscar Grant and Johannes Meserle case has had on them. And Oscar Grant's family also appeared, including his 6-year-old daughter, who showed off her missing tooth and shed a few tears as people talked about the memory of her dad. 23-year-old Young Gully is a spoken word artist and rapper from East Oakland. Gully says he and his friends have grown accustomed to being harassed by the Oakland Police Department.
These type of problems go on every day. It's not just Oscar's problem. It's not just another black. It's black people all over, from adults to younger kids, and we deal with this every day. So if you're not speaking on it, then you're just being blind to the facts, to your own facts.
Gully says the Oscar Grant movement was one of the biggest examples of unity he's seen in his community in a long time. He says he's not giving up on justice.
I hope people can get, you know, of any stature, can get put away for the things they do wrong. This is what the whole fight is about. Or even if we can't get that much, you know, out of the government or out of the police force or anything, at least a BART station in his name. You know, that would be great to call it the Grant Station.
Cephas Johnson, Oscar Grant's uncle, has been advocating for justice in honor of his nephew since he was killed. Johnson says he'd like people to remember Oscar not as someone who was murdered, but as someone who was martyred.
We're out here in numbers to show Judge Perry, as well as the system, that the people of Northern California are concerned about what the decision as far as sentencing is going to be for Johannes Meserle, and truly are expecting that this killer cop go to jail for the murder he committed.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Oakland.